Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 6th of December 2018, and this is the 930th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's late afternoon, it's dusk, although it's a bit hard to tell. It's a very, very misty day. It's been like this all day, and it's very soft sort of mizzle. It's been raining harder at times, but for the most part, it is just lovely, lovely mizzle. But it has meant that I haven't been out. I haven't been out at all, and I suddenly realised it would be dark if I didn't come out now. And because I can't record Moll Out Loud inside, it was also a great chance to come out and talk to you. I'm just in the sort of main square where people park, and I'm looking out over the valley and down into the trees. I keep taking photos around here. I realise that most of them are very, very similar, but it just takes my breath away and I can't stop doing it. So apologies if you feel as if you're seeing the same thing over and over. Another reason that I didn't come out earlier today was that we had a special book discussion this morning. Usually this happens a couple of days after we've all arrived, but because one person came a week later, we deferred it. And actually it is a good thing when it happens earlier on, because by now most of us are quite engaged in whatever it is that we're writing.
Just
free.
Can't get my
boots.
No.
I wasn't sure whether you were in your room or not. I saw the light on, but should I not? No, but now it's so late, you will think it's in there.
Well, I went and I did exactly the same with you. I thought, well, the whole day is awry.
So it is awry, isn't
it?
I didn't
have a rhythm, but then I wanted to go to the church before it got dark. And a ridiculous beam of golden light was hitting the entire...
Well, I'm going to have to edit my initial part of this podcast because I thought I was just coming across someone who I was going to say bonjour to. But it turned out to be one of the other people in the mews, and we had a long chat, which I didn't really intend to record, but I didn't turn it off. Oh gosh, it's so atmospheric. I also can't quite remember what I was saying when I started chatting, and given that I can't listen back at the moment and I'm not going to be able to record when I get back to the village, you're just going to have to bear with me. I think I was talking about the book discussions that we had this morning, and we had book discussions and pancakes, and our hosts made us pancakes, and each person who's come to the retreat was asked to bring one book that they felt inspired by and another book about where they had come from geographically. And of course, it's really interesting how each of us were to speak about these books. And there was a huge discussion. We also talking about the work that we were engaged in at the moment. And it started at 9, maybe it was 10. And we didn't finish until about 2, so it was a very engaged process and rather ate into the writing day. But never mind, I felt quite charged up by it and had a bit of a renewed determination to tackle my novel. Although this afternoon I've spent drawing again, and I think probably tackling my novel means drawing. I'm walking along without any crutches, and I'm not going as far as the source, the water. I've just gone in the opposite direction and had the strange experience of two women stopping in a car and asking me the way, which I think I was able to give them, luckily. They said they were lost. Nous sommes perdus. No, that doesn't sound quite right. But anyway, something like that. And it can be quite confusing because there's a point a bit further up the hill, not in the opposite direction from the one I'm walking in, where there are two signposts, two ways. There's a La Bastide can be in either direction, but one is a great deal further than the other. Well, it's going down the hill. One of the things I would like would be to be able to walk to the next village. And I'm not sure how far it is, maybe 2 kilometres. I don't mean that I want to walk there now, but there's a restaurant in the village and a couple of the others would really like to go down there for lunch. And at the moment I feel like the kind of poor lame child left behind. So it would be really nice to get my strength up to walk down there. We'll see. I'll just play it by ear. I'm certainly not going to do anything really foolish, because in the long term I want to do a lot of walking today. But what I have realised that I've come to right now is the lavage, the Fontaine Saint-André, and I think it's supposed to be quite a sacred watering place. It is where people did their laundry, but it's kind of quite submerged with leaves here, and I guess it's probably too dark to take a photo, but it is called Lavoir Saint-André, so it's kind of got a saintly name. Maybe it takes it, Saint-André is also the name of the church just up the hill. And you can probably hear the water trickling. Whoops, whoa, that is not a sensible thing to do. There are so many leaves over it, you can't actually see what's underneath, and I just missed a gutter coming from the main water that comes down to the road. Luckily, I went into it with my good foot, but I think I shall get out of this and not venture where I can't see. I love the way the lavoir is framed by a chalet-shaped structure, but all built in in stone, in these thin stones that are the way that most of the walls around here are built. Most of the freestone walls are built with these thinnish slithers of rock. And because these buildings are all on the hillside, and the street lights are on at the moment, they're soft street lights and they're quite old-fashioned, shaped like old-fashioned lamps. And so you get these sort of almost waterfalls of street lights going downhill. It really is quite lovely. It's a good time to come out, and especially when it's a bit damp. I was going to go around the higher road, but maybe not. Maybe this way would be better. I'm heading back down the road. It's really darkened very quickly. As I was coming up and I was talking to this other person, she was noticing how the orange tiled roofs had become the exact same colour as the leaves remaining on the trees, and it was rather a lovely palette of this dark orange and then the kind of muted greys of the skeletal outlines of everything else. Place is really magical. I've been organising to come back later, and I'll tell you more about that when I'm clear about whether it's going to happen or not. I do hope that you've had a good day too, that you've been able to mix being out in the air, in the open air, or having some of it come to you, being able to breathe it in. I hope that you've had time to bonjour. Hello. Okay. Very running people. Hello. I think waiting. Running up the hill. I hope I can do that again. I hope I can do it for the first time before too long. I think they're the twin sons of the hosts of this place. Yes, and I do hope that you've been able to engage not only with the world and the environment, but whatever's most important to you at this very moment, that you can enjoy it fully, become totally immersed in it for at least a little while of the day or tomorrow. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Well, I'm going to have to edit my initial part of this podcast because I thought I was just coming across someone who I was going to say bonjour to, but it turned out to be one of the other people in the mews, and we had a long chat which I didn't really intend to record, but I didn't turn it off. Gosh, it's really so atmospheric. I also can't quite remember what I was saying when I started chatting, and given that I can't listen back at the moment and I'm not going to be able to record when I get back to the village, you're just going to have to bear with me. I think I was talking about the book discussions that we had this morning. And we had book discussions and pancakes. And our hosts made us pancakes. And each person who's come to the retreat was asked to bring one book that they felt inspired by, and another book about where they had come from geographically. And of course, it's really interesting how each of us were to speak about these books. And there was a huge discussion. We also was talking about the work that we were engaged in at the moment. And it started at 9, maybe it was 10. And we didn't finish until about 2. So it was a very engaged process and rather ate into the writing day. But never mind, I felt quite charged up by it and had a bit of a renewed determination to tackle my novel. Although this afternoon I've spent drawing again, and I think probably tackling my novel means drawing. I'm walking along without any crutches, and I'm not going as far as the source, the water. I've just gone in the opposite direction and had the strange experience of two women stopping in a car and asking me the way, which I think I was able to give them, luckily. They said they were lost. Nous sommes perdus. No, that doesn't sound quite right, but anyway, something like that. And it can be quite confusing because there's a point a bit further up the hill, not in the opposite direction from the one I'm walking in, where there are two signposts, two ways. There's a La Bastide can be in either direction, but one is a great deal further than the other. Well, it's going down the hill. One of the things I would like would be to be able to walk to the next village. And I'm not sure how far it is, maybe 2 kilometres. I don't mean that I want to walk there now, but there's a restaurant in the village and a couple of the others would really like to go down there for lunch. And at the moment, I feel like the kind of poor lame child left behind. So it would be really nice to get my strength up to walk down there. We'll see. I'll just play it by ear. I'm certainly not going to do anything really foolish, because in the long term, I want to do a lot of walking today. But what I have realised that I've come to right now is the lavange, love, Lavage, the Fontaine Saint-André, and I think it's supposed to be quite a sacred watering place. It is where people did their laundry, but it's kind of quite submerged with leaves here, and I guess it's probably too dark to take a photo, but it is called Lavoir Saint-André, so it's kind of got a saintly name. Maybe it takes it, Saint-André is also the name of the church just up the hill. And you can probably hear the water trickling. Whoops, whoa, that is not a sensible thing to do. There are so many leaves over it, you can't actually see what's underneath, and I just missed a gutter coming from the main water that comes down to the road. Luckily, I went into it with my good foot, but I think I shall get out of this and not venture where I can't see. I love the way the lavoir is framed by a chalet-shaped structure, but all built in stone, in these thin stones that are the way that most of the walls around here are built, most of the freestone walls are built with these thinnish slithers of rock. And because these buildings are all on the hillside, and the street lights are on at the moment, they're soft street lights and they're quite old-fashioned, shaped like old-fashioned lamps. And so you get these sort of almost waterfalls of streetlights going downhill. It really is quite lovely. It's a good time to come out, and especially when it's a bit damp. I was going to go around the higher road, but maybe not. Maybe this way would be better. I'm heading back down the road. It's really darkened very quickly. As I was coming up and I was talking to this other person, she was noticing how the orange tiled roofs had become the exact same colour as the leaves remaining on the trees. And it was rather a lovely palette of this dark orange and then the kind of muted greys of the skeletal outlines of everything else. This place is really magical. I've been organising to come back later, I'll tell you more about that when I'm clear about whether it's going to happen or not. I do hope that you've had a good day too, that you've been able to mix being out in the air, in the open air, or having some of it come to you, being able to breathe it in I hope that you've had time to... Bonjour. Hello. Okay. I'm very running people. Hello. I think you're waiting. Running up the hill. I hope I can do that again. I hope I can do it for the first time before too long. I think they're the twin sons of the hosts of this place. Yes, and I do hope that you've been able to engage not only with the world and the environment, but whatever's most important to you at this very moment, that you can enjoy it fully, become totally immersed in it for at least a little while of the day or tomorrow. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.